Oh, really? Okay. It's just so early. Well, good night, sweetheart. Sleep well. I guess it's just you and me now. Yeah, she's a great friend. She just baffles me with her semi-reasonable sleep schedule. Not even on a special occasion like this, a big cuddly movie night in, and having an honest-to-goodness slumber party like when we were in high school. I guess I can't really blame her. Are you sleepy yourself? No? Okay, great. I'm so glad. You're right. I did sound a little over-enthusiastic there. The thing is, I invited you both over because today's kind of an anniversary for me. But, not a good one, as you well know. Things get a lot more emotional at night, so I thought it'd be a good idea to be with friends and distract myself with movies and junk food. So far, I think it's worked. Aw, you're so sweet to ask. I'm doing okay. Like, I've been better, but I've also been a whole lot worse. Things get easier with each passing year. And I've been able to focus on the positives today. Oh, wow, it is pretty late. No, don't worry. I'm not going to try to lecture you to go to sleep. What I'm actually saying is, it's hot cocoa time. For real? Absolutely. It's like a quintessential sleepover experience. Come on, come into the kitchen with me and I'll make us both some hot chocolate. Okay, gas on, pot at the ready. Oh, hey, could you grab me the milk? Thanks, love. And let me just get a spoon and... Oh, you read my mind. Thanks for the cocoa powder. Okay, cool. Just gotta stir it up now, and soon enough we'll have a delicious treat that we both deserve. So, how are you and... Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, I'm pulling a blank on your partner's name. Oh. Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you two broke up. I'm so sorry to hear that, love. How long were you two together? Yeah, that's not easy. Breakups are such a pain in the ass. Okay, the hot chocolate's ready. Let me just get a few mugs. Do you want any marshmallows? There's no shame in it. I'm getting some. Okay, let's go back to the couch. We can sit next to each other and gossip just like the old days. So we were talking about you and your ex. Unless you don't want to talk about that anymore. No, it's 110% okay. I just want you to know that I'm here for you. Me? Oh, no, I haven't had a breakup in months. I've had enough toxic experiences lately, but I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm on a serious nostalgia kick right now. Why? Well, we've barely hung out since high school. Back when we used to have sleepovers like this every week. Which is a shame. We had a lot of good times back then. A little too good sometimes. Well, what I mean is... I got attached. You know, I was low-key obsessed with you back then. I was always happiest when I was hanging out with you. When we graduated, I was kind of devastated, honestly. So I had to reassess what was going on with me. And I think I'm a stronger person now. I'm not relying on you as my sole source of happiness. I know that I put a lot of pressure on you back then, and... You had some sort of sense of responsibility for me, which wasn't fair to you, like, at all. No, really, don't make excuses for me. We never had any open communication at the time, and that's on me. I'm really, really sorry. You do? Wow, you just forgive me like that? I don't know what to say. I think I was procrastinating apologizing to you for so long because I always assumed that you would be mad at me. Thank you, love. It really is good to see you again. I have to say that I still get some of that little glow in my heart when I'm in your company. Oh, shut up. Come on. You know I wear my heart on my sleeve. I want to be honest with you. That's all. We were best friends. How could I not feel a little joy? Gay. Did you really just say, that's gay? It's 2020. Well, I guess it is pretty gay, seeing as, you know, it's coming from me, a gay girl, talking to you, another gay girl. It is hilarious. It's kind of funny that when we were in high school, I had a boyfriend for most of my time there. Ugh, he was so ugly. I know it's mean to say, but seriously, he was such an asshole. Yeah, I'm glad he's out of my life too. I do deserve better. You know, that whole time, you probably already know this, but, you know, when we were in school together, got it in one. Yeah, I wasn't exactly discreet about how much of a crush I had on you, was I? Well, look at us now. We're still friends after all we've gone through. For real, I was so into you. Do you remember the first sleepover we had? When we were on this couch? Yeah, you came over. We watched some movies. And for some reason, probably just teen hormones, I had like a panic attack, I think. Maybe I was just crying? I don't remember. Anyways, the point is, I was upset. And that was when one of our first little bonding moments happened. You do remember? Oh, good. I wanted to make sure I hadn't dreamt it, because even though I was upset, it's one of my favorite memories. Well, yeah, of course it is. Because you asked questions, you listened to me, and you accepted me, and then you held me. Can I show you? Here. You lay down on your side on the couch, and I'll lay next to you. So yeah, we just laid on this couch, facing each other. Like this. It's a pretty tight squeeze, huh? You can only imagine what a hormonal closeted gay kid felt. And you just held me, exactly when I needed it. And that still means a lot to me. You had your hands here, on my waist, and I had mine on yours, just like this. And, we were just laying here together, looking into each other's eyes, and you told me that I was your best friend, and my heart melted. It was all whispers and warmth after midnight. I have to say, that hormonal closeted gay kid really wanted to kiss you. Like, the whole stereotypical sapphic yearning thing. Very that. Oh, sorry, it's just that, that was just for demonstration purposes. I'm sure you were able to tell how I felt. Anyways, we can sit up now and finish our hot chocolate. Oh, yeah, we can stay like this a little longer if you want. Sure. No, I don't mind at all. I don't know why I'm laughing. I guess it's just a little wave of nostalgia. I haven't felt this close to another human being in a long time. I'm not really sure what to do. Is it ridiculous that I'm feeling shy? Yeah, that's what I thought too. It's nice though, feeling so close to someone else, to you, getting a real life snuggle. It's a lovely little bonus distraction. No, it's okay, I'm good. It was just a rough day, but you've made it a whole lot easier, love. Although you've brought a whole new issue to light, apparently I'm crazy touch-starved, judging by how much my body and brain is loving this. I feel like I'm high on oxytocin right now. You feel good too? I'm glad. It'd be pretty weird if you kept me here snuggling when you weren't comfortable. You smell really good. Is that weird to say? Are you wearing perfume or something? Oh, you're not. Okay, maybe that was weird to say. Sorry. You're just so warm. And when it's getting cold outside, you're perfect. I love your eyes. They're so pretty. They're like stunning little kaleidoscopes. It's weird. I know it's customary to close your eyes when snuggling like this, but it seems like we can't keep our eyes off each other or something. Your eyes are just too pretty. What's your excuse? You what? I mean, as a friend, right? That's definitely what you mean. I mean, there's no way you can be in love. Oh my good. I never thought you could feel the same. Oh, kiss me again. Oh, fuck. I didn't expect this at all. I'm just shocked, honestly. But, oh, please don't stop. Did you know I fell in love with you that night? I've wanted you for so long. I never thought you'd give me the time of day. But now I'm so happy. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Fuck. I cannot believe how beautiful it is to finally tell you. After all these years, even when we fell out of touch, you've always stayed on my mind. I've longed for this for so many years. I've wanted you so bad. I need you right now. Can I take your shirt off? I want to see as much of you as I can. Thank you. Raise your arms for me. That's a good girl. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. You're stunning. I've only seen the top half of you naked. Somehow I feel like I've fallen even deeper in love with you. Oh, can I kiss your tits? Yeah. Good. Thank you, love. Oh. You're so beautiful. Your skin is amazing. Yeah, of course you can take my dress off. Hi. This is me. Oh, love. That means so much coming from you. Kiss me again, please. I want to taste you, love. May I? Oh, you want to taste me first? Do you want a race? So glad I can be goofy around you, love. Well, there's a very simple solution to our dilemma. How about I sit on your face while I lie on you and eat your pussy? It sounds good, huh? It's such a classic after all. Let me just take this off you. Oh, wow. Look at you. You soaked through your panties. Fuck, it's so hot. Yeah, you can take mine off too. Oh, fuck. I've dreamed about this. Literally exactly this. Both of us naked, in love, on this couch together. About to fuck. You sure about this, love? I understand if you want to take things a little slow. Oh, no? Well, I won't argue then. Okay, just lie back down. On your back this time. Let me get myself ready. Yeah, of course you can touch my ass. Oh, that feels good. Okay, are you ready for me to sun your face? Fuck, I'm practically dripping on it already. You are? Good. Hey. Oh, shit, you're right. I'm sorry. I've been neglecting you. Oh, you're just so good at that. I got a little distracted, love. Oh, I can't wait to get a taste of your gorgeous pussy. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, fuck. I've wanted this for so long. Oh, just to taste you. Oh, and lick you all over. Oh, I love those moans that you're making. Oh, fuck, I love you. Oh, fuck, I want you to come. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come soon. Will you come for me? Can't we come together? Oh, you're close too? Oh, fuck. Yeah, get right on the edge. I'm gonna soak your face. And I want you to come on mine, love. Yeah, I do. Let's do it. Let's come together. Right now. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Just like that. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, wow. Love. That was incredible. Oh, I really needed that. And by the sound of it, you did too, huh? Can we snuggle again? In the same position? Yeah. I know spooning is usually the post-sex go-to, but I need to see your eyes again. Oh, you're so warm and soft and wet and gorgeous. How did you get so perfect? It's not fair, is it? I love you. I love hearing you say it back. Oh, I never thought I'd hear it from you. It's just, oh, it's everything. Oh, I just feel so whole when I say it. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes, you dummy. So, do you want some more hot chocolate?